klali dog im shol biko dog ich ta ma shei mi shol vos ob shol kholof mi khaz biyai mi yad nes la mai vi khiz ri beiz ri akoris vi amach des vi mo ya khodim vi ei mei oz i oz den den sam so the second motion apparently rejects this premise that it's considered like a primary time. It's not, so the second Roshan Tesis holds, no, agrees with the Rosh, that it's not considered a primary time. Why isn't it considered like a primary time? Because without the medium of water, there wouldn't be any transmission. So since you have to resort to the medium of water, so mainly it's considered like a derivative time, not like a primary time, but for a different reason. Yes, is it? Here it's Basachas. Here it's Basachas, because the same moment that the mind absorbs a derivative time of boso, it also absorbs a derivative time of cholov. When do we say that not banat? The etere is muter. When the second derivative time of boso has an independent identity existence as a derivative time of boso, not representing at the same time also a derivative time of cholov. But here, there is not even one moment when you can say the Mayim represents just a derivative time of Bosar alone. There isn't even one moment, because the same moment that the Mayim absorbs the derivative time of Bosar, it also absorbs a derivative time of Cholov. The same moment. So since it does not have an independent existence as an entity of a derivative time of Bosar alone. But so when it becomes a derivative time of Bosar, it also becomes a derivative time of Cholov. So, b'meila it's us. In other words, it's like, I'm using it as a mitzvah, don't equate it. It's gitte miyodi boin kechot, but I'm only using it as a mitzvah, as an expression. B'basachas, it becomes Bosar b'chol. That's the second Rosh. But, so Teisves asks it. And there are two reasons as why Teisves asks it. The Rosh and the Ramban, they are married. Now. Yes, what is it?
Isn't that when the Kli, the Schala, is a Kli Risha? So isn't there, when the water comes to boil in Kli Risha, isn't that a time that the mine is just got the time in it? In other words, before you put in the cane in the muscle, like the spoon, isn't that moment?
Yeah, but it keeps on boiling. So it keeps on being paling more and more particles, you see, of the cholov from the Deif and Akli. So because of the additional plate that comes out, as it keeps on boiling, so Memele it's considered Bivasachas. So the Bli of the Bosor and cholov, the two sets of Nat Banats of Bosor and cholov, Bibasachat take effect. So the melee it's awesome.
So then according to the Lashon, if the water would stop boiling, then it wouldn't be awesome. If this water, this Kli Risha, would stop boiling, then it would
no, but if it is still hot and it's a Kli Risha, it's Yatzeredes, so it will keep on being pale. Now, let's turn for a moment to a sieve in Simen Tzadikei. Now, let's turn to Simen Tzadikei, sieve Gimel, where the Mechaber Paskins, the Deen, this Deen, the Machlekes between Teisves and the Rosh, and the Mechaber Paskins like the Rosh, not like Teisves, but like the Rosh and the Rambam. Now, Simen Tzadikei, Sivgim, Kori Shal Bosom, Shehutchu B'yeiro Chilavis, B'chamim Sheyatzu Ladizven, Afim Shneim B'yeimon, Muta, Mishim Dehavale Yeisim Tam, Ba'neisim Tam, Deter. That was not like Teisves, but like the Rosh and the Rambam. V'hu she'ema bogeli shelo hoyo shum shum and dobi ben. V'im hoyo shum and dobi ben, so she mayu samech merit mamosh yadir. So then the Rosh and the Rambam are also made. So the Mechaber doesn't pass like this. He passes like the Rosh and the Rambam. This is the Mechaber. Then the Rambam says, V'yei she'isrim afilu el shum and dobi ben. Shum and dobi ben. אלו אם כן אחד מן הכלים מעין עוד מיימו מבלי הסלריש ביוס כל הכלים בתור so the Mechaber passes like the Rosh and the Rambam and Teisus passes like the Rosh now Teisus passes like the Rosh but it could be like in the Rosh and Teisus the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh, and the Ramban, and the Ramo paskens like Tesis. It could be like either Rosh or Tesis, because Tesis has two machines. Why is us? All right, now we can proceed with Simen Hei Sifei in the Mechaber, in Simen Tzadik Dalet. In Bish Lomai Yidreo Chadosho, Vitoch Rubo Kafri Leves, והכך חוזרו בישלו במים פעם אחרת ותוך בובו קף של בוסו ושתי הקף לסויוב מיימון ובשום אחד מהפומים לא יהיה במים שישים עושו להשתמש בגדי רון לא יבוסו ולא יכולו אבל שור דבורים מוטה לבאשר מייחר שהוא יסו חדושו שלא יבישלו בו מיימון. Now, a very remarkable thing. It sounds strange, and the Shach is massive against this Psak of Mechaber. So, the Mechaber says, if you had a Gdeir HaKadosh, a Keirah that was not used for anything, a new Keirah, and then, for the first time you cooked something in it. What did you cook? You cooked water. So, the Keirah, so at this moment, is neither Fleishik nor Milchik. It's certainly part of it. So, then something happened. We talk about kafkleves, but a clean milchik spoon. Somebody throws a clean milchik spoon into it. V'hakach chozru u'pishlu b'mayim pam acheres. Then he took out this spotless clean milchik spoon. But somebody then, the second time, somebody throws a spotless clean fleishik spoon. Also clean. We talked about kafshal bosom. Ushtei akapeis, they are both spotless clean, but they had a bleeding. So the first spoon had a bleeding, the yemi of halo. The second spoon had a bleeding, the yemi of bosom. Uvishumechot me'apomim lohoyu b'mayim shishi. So also lishtamish b'deiro l'ibosom v'lecholo avon shod v'olimut alibashe ma'acha shohis ha'chadosh l'bishmeyo. So the shach is masik again the mechaber. He's so machmir, minakotze la'akotze. You see, the Mechaber in Simen Tzadikei, the whole apochas in the Mechaber, had passed it, like the Shittas HaTeisves, all right, so he could understand it. Maybe, I mean, probably not. But the Mechaber passed it, like the Rosh and the Rambam. So the Mechaber passed it in Simen Tzadikei, that Kori Shal Boso Shehut Chubi Yero Chalevis B'Chami Shei Atzeledes Ben Avu Shnei B'Yemo Yizmut HaMishnah Avu Nisn Tam Ba Nisn Tam De Teire. So like as Kama V'Chamo De Teire, it should be Mutea. Here it should be Mutea. What happened? Now let's analyze. You had a new Keir, parent Keir. Then somebody thrust a milchike spoon, a spotless clean milchike spoon. So the milk gave a tam of milk in the spoon. Now when he pushed that spoon into the water, so the spoon gave a tam in the water. So gave a tam water. So then that water, at this moment, became a what? A derivative tam of chol. That's all. Not the primary tam of chol. Then, half an hour later, somebody throws a fleishik spotless clean spoon. So the meat gave a ton of bosom in that spoon, and that spoon, when it thrusts it half an hour later, gives a ton of bosom. So now there is another of cholo. So be shleime. I'm not saying that it would be all right, but be shleime if the mechaber in Simen Tzadikei had passed. Like Teisves Shigeh, and like the second Roshni Teisves, because there is a combination. So the second Roshni Teisves could explain. It's not the same, it's not analogous to that case, because over there it's mamish the same moment it did not have any independent existence as a not banat of Boso or of Cholovelo. All right, but maybe you could explain who says that that's the pshat in the second version of Teisves, that the reason is why it's also because in order that not banat, the tere should be muter, so it must have an independent existence as a not banat of cholavelo for a certain time. Maybe the pshat is when you combine mamish al bibish two sets of not banat, it's also, you could say, we could say that pshat in the second version. Not because bibasachas, the moment the mayim becomes a not banat of cholav, it also becomes a not banat of boso, and it does not have its identity as a not banat of cholav alone without being a not banat of boso. If that is the pshat, so then this psak of the Mechaber couldn't even be explained according to the second version. According to the second version in Teisves. But the second version in Teisves could be explained maybe some other way. Some other way. It could be explained that the second version in Teisves holds. When do we say Dogim Shen is Bash, that one is Buter, Dogim Shen is Bash, Rubik, Deir, Oshel, Boso, Im is Bash, according to Ramatam, Deri, Rash, Echum. So there you don't, you're not mivashing two sets of nadbanats, one set of nadbanat of cholov, you are mivashing together with another set of nadbanat of boso. There you are not mivashing, you only eat a nadbanat of boso together with cholov. So that is muter. That is muter because the isa deraisa of boso b'cholov is only the bishop. So the main midraisa, one is allowed to make a sandwich of meat and cheese. With rice. But the Chachamim asked, so maybe in such a case where you're not mivashil the cholov together with the fish, when you eat the fish, so when you eat the fish isn't boiling hot. I mean, how can a reasonable man eat boiling hot fish with cheese or without cheese? So when he eats it with butter, with milk, so then it's not boiling hot. So then there is no bishul, no bria from one another. But then he just eats them together. But with Rabbanon, it's also to eat, to make a sandwich of meat and cheese. It's also. Even though the meat was boiled separately and the cheese was boiled separately. Still, it's also the Rabbanon, but with the rice, it's not also if they were boiled separately. So, mele, when did the Chachomim Asa to eat milk with meat together, if it is the primary term of meat to be eaten together with cheese is also with milk. But the secondary time of meat to be eaten together with cheese, that Chachamim didn't ask. Masha'in can hear when we could say as pshat, I'm not saying that this is a pshat, but we could say that the pshat in the second version of Teisus is that where you are mevashe, two sets of nadbanats, when you are mevashe, a nadbanat of bosom, with the nadbanat of cholov, then nadbanat is also something about it. Because then you see when you eat a cholov with one set of nadbanat of boso, so then it would be two drabot. So the Chachamim didn't want to make two zeres, because first of all, midraisa you are allowed to eat boso with cheese too if they were not mispashal together. And here they are not mispashal together. The fish was not mispashal together with the butter. So that would be one rabbanon. And then the second rabbanon, because with rice certainly when it's not manat, even when it's mispashal together, it's not asa. So the melee to eat whole butter together with the fish that is the secondary tam of boso would involve two gzeres, one on top of the other. So that the Chachamim didn't asa. Mashenkin when you are mevashel one set of nadbanat of boso with another set of nadbanat of cholov, so that's only one rabbanon. So the Chachamim answered, because now it's mamish the rabishul, but the only thing is it's not bishul of the primary time of boso with the primary time of cholov, but it's a bishul of the secondary time of boso with the secondary time of cholov. So that's also, we could explain very well, I mean, the second version takes it that way. So then we could explain if the Mechaber had passed him like Teis says, so there an explanation could be offered. In other words, that's the reason as to why the Mechaber says in Bishul Mayim Deo Chadosha Vitochvu Bekav Chalemes V'akach Chozru Bishul Bomayim Pacheres Vitochvu Bekav Shol Boso Ushtei Akav Pisoyu Bneimom Ushmechon Ma'apomim Mohoyu Bomayim Shishim Oso Vishtamish Bneiro Loi Bosom Necholom Avol Shod Morimuta Levashel Ma'achar Shoyis Chadosha Shol Bishul Bomayim. So we could explain it that way. And the basis of the second version thesis and the pshat in the second version thesis is not because we pasachas. Even when it's not in Vasachas, even when it had its own identity as a derivative term of Cholovelo, and then it united with the derivative term of Bosa alone, it's also a self. Why? Because not Banat, the Teire is only Muter, even according to Rashi and Chum and the Rametam, the Riazokei, only if there is no Bishu of his derivative term of Bosa with the derivative term of Cholov. But if there is a Bishu Manish of the derivative term of Bosa or the derivative term of Cholov, then not Banat is. But don't you pass me the Rosh of Bosa with the Rosh of Bosa? You're not Bashayo. You don't eat two sets of nagbanats of Bosa and Cholov together. Two sets of nagbanats that one is Basha together. You don't eat them. You just eat a nagbanat of Bosa together with Cholov, and that Cholov is not this Basha with that nagbanat. Mashayin can hear in this case. So when you thrust at the beginning the kafri leves, so then the mayim became a secondary time of cholov. Then when you thrust the kafri of boso, so the mayim became a derivative time of boso, and they were combined together. Bereischi, kiniklerish, so they were nisbasha together. So maybe when two sets of of not one atz of bosal and cholov are nisbasha together, then it's awesome. Alright. But you can say that because the Mechaber paskins that it's mutar and it's anything. So the question is, why is it osa? So everybody raises the question. He says, first of all, the Mechaber is difficult because the Mechaber, if the chola poches, we would say, the Mechaber paskins like the Ribon. So then we could explain it. Even then it wouldn't be so simple. But then an explanation could be offered. If the Mechaber had passed like the Ribon, the Dogim Shin is Bashan Bnei Oshel Boso is not Oseh, is Oseh, but only Dogim Shol, the Karish of Boso is Muter. So then we could explain, because here it's like Nisbashlo. You see, both Kapim were cooked in a Klerishi. So the Bliya is a Bliya Meruba. But the Nisikirim say, and the Shach points out, that the Bis Yosef's deen would not be acceptable, the Mechaber's deen wouldn't be acceptable, even if the Mechaber had passed it like Ramon. The truth is that he doesn't pass it like Ramon, he passes like Ramatam de Riazok. The Dogim Shin is Bashan de Yosho Bosa, or the Bli is a Bli Merube, it's still Muta. But even if the, assuming that the Mechaber had passed it like Ramon, it still would be unacceptable. Why? Because we see that even those who hold that two nagbanats of boso or two nagbanats of cholov is osea, but three nagbanats is certain. You see from the smack and the baratumo that dogim shenitzlo bigdeiro shel boso. Shenitzlu b'gdei Rosh al Boso, so is Oseh. And Dogim Shenizbashlu b'gdei Rosh al Boso is Muta. Why? Because Nitzlu it's only two Nagbanats, and Nizbashlu is three Nagbanats. Because the meat gave it time in the Gdeira, and the Gdeira gave it time in the Mayim gave it time again in the Deifne Agdeira. So it's three. So three is Muta. So the Meila, even if the Mechaber had passed it like the Ribon. So the two Nagbanats, Ibli and Yerube, is Oseh. But three nabanats, if we do the Rube is Muta. And here is three nabanats. Because the Cholov, when he thrust the calf levis at the beginning, so the Cholov gave the tam in the calf, and then the calf gave the tam in the mayim, and then the mayim gave the tam in the gdeir. And then again, when he thrusts the kafshal bosa, so it's already three nabanats. So it should be muta. So anyway, the shach is masik, and the shach is chilek, on the mechavas. But so what does the shach say? The shach says, in the case of bishlo ma'im b'deir chadosho, v'itoch v'bokaf chileves, v'akach chozru bishlo b'ma'im pam acheres, v'itoch v'bokaf shal bosa. ושתי הקפיס, הוי מיימו, שמח מהפון, הוי מים שישים. So it's muter, it should be muter to be mishtamish in the deire for either bosor or either cholov, but it couldn't be mishtamish with both. Now the problem, so the problem arises according to the shach. So for what should it be applied? You can't apply it for both. He already used a fleshikes full in the deire and the milchikes full. Now, so the shach says that the deire can be used for fleshikes, it can be used for milchikes, but he cannot use it for both. And he certainly cannot use it for both. So the shach could say, so the meile, let him decide for whatever he wants to use it. So the shach says no. Since he cannot, so that's a chiddush the shach. One would say, once we accept the shach's premise that here it's not banat, so meile, one should be allowed to use that there. The data for anything he wants, either for fleshikes or for milchikes. So whims arbitrarily should be able to decide whether to use it for bosor or for cholov. So the shach says, since he cannot arbitrarily decide to use it for both, so he must decide for one of the two. So the shach says he cannot arbitrarily decide. For bosor cholov, just toss a coin and say heads bosor, tail cholov. That he cannot do. So he has to use it, since in view of the fact that he cannot use it for both, he must use it for one. He must set aside the gdeire for either bosor or cholov. So mainly he should decide to use it for that use that was yet used less. Now, in this case, in Bishlo Mayim Gdeir Chadosho, Vitoch Vubokav Chileves, Vakach Chozro Bishlo Bomayim Balachares, Vitoch Vubokav Shal Bosor. So what was it used at last? What was the last Bliye in this Gdeire? The Bliye of the derivative Tam of Cholov or the derivative Tam of Bosor? The derivative Tam of Bosor. So since the last Tashmish was a Tashmish of Bosor, and inasmuch as he cannot use it for both, he has to use it for one, he should not arbitrarily decide heads bosor, tails cholov, but he should set it aside for the last use. And since in this case he used it, he was teichi v'kafshel bosor, so he must set it aside for bosor. This is the shach. And the shach is chilek on the mechala. Alright. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan gives a remarkable pshat in the Mechaber. I mean, I'm sure that this is the pshat in the Mechaber. Actually, it's not the Mechaber's chiddush, it's his mat. But the Shach is chelek anyway, and the chit of the Mechaber. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason as to why the Mechaber says that it is muter, is that it is oser, that this derech cannot be used for either bosor or cholov, is not that this Mechaber is inconsistent with the psak of the Mechaber in Simen Tzadikei Siv Gimel, as the Shach assumes. Because in Simen Tzadikei Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kori shal bosor shehutru, v'yeh ochre leves, v'chamim sheyatzu lalimen, af v'shneim v'yehim omuta v'shav v'lisintam v'lisintam v'teire, v'shehim abore v'shul yishim edobit b'hen. Alright, so there it's in the end. If it will be osir, and then when there are more paskas like this, says yesh eisrim, after the shuman don't plan. So the mele. So in that case, it's osir. So it's the evet, and there is hefset. Still, according to this, it's osir. So the mechaber paskins like the Rosh and Rambam. There it's certainly the evet. Otherwise, you will be mafsi the kele. Masheikin here there is no evet. There is no element of the evet. There is no element of that. So true, what's the Shach's kasha against the Mechaber? How can the Shach say in Simen Tzadik Dalet, Sifei, that here the Gdeira becomes Oser, and he cannot use it for either Bosor or Cholov? Why? Because it has two Bliyes. It has a Bliye, it has, that Gdeira has a Bliye of three Nesen Tam, one Nesen Tams, of the second derivative of Bosor. And it also has a Bliye of the second derivative of Cholov. So we have three Nesen Tam, one Nesen Tams. When the Mechaber passed the Tikkun Dokim Shel is Bashel Gdeira Shel Bosor, when we have, and even the Mechaber passed the Tikkun needs to be Gdeira Shel Bosor. So there we only have two Nesen Tam, one Nesen Tams, two Nabanats, it's Mutter. And here we have three. Because that Deira represents three Nadbanats. Not two Nadbanats, because the Kafshel Boso gave the Kafshel Boso. So the Boso gave it Tam in the Kafshel Boso, and then the Kafshel Boso gave it Tam the Mayim, and the Mayim in the Deira. So it's three Nadbanats. So when the Mechaber Paskel that even two Nadbanats, it believe Mura is Muta. So how can he Paskel here that even three Nadbanats is also? The answer is, over there the Mechaber Paskel that Deiro Dogim Shel Nispashlu B'Deiro Shel Boso, or even Dogim Shel Nitzlu B'Deiro Shel Boso, when you only have two Nadbanats of Boso, so it's Muta, because over there we do not have a real debit, but we have an aspect of a debit. It's not 100% lechatchila, because we are dealing with a person who enjoys eating fish with butter. He enjoys it that way. If he has to eat fish without butter, he doesn't enjoy it. So that's also an element of debit. It's not the usual debit. It's not the usual debit, because the usual debit means it was done already. But here, he didn't eat yet. He can eat without butter. No one forces him to eat it with butter, the fish, but he wouldn't enjoy it so much. He enjoys it. He enjoys the fish when he eats it with butter. So there is an element of the evet. It's not 100% lechatchila. There is an element of the evet. So where there is an element of the evet, so the Mechaber paskens that even two nabanats is mutar. So dogim shenizbashu b'deiro shel boso mutarochu mikusech. Furthermore, dogim shenitzlu b'deiro shel boso is also mutarochu mikusech. Because there is an element of the evet. Mashenkin here, he bought a new kelim. The new kelim. Now, what happened? So he lost the fleshkinai. He lost the fleshkinai, and then he lost the fleshkinai. He lost the fleshkinai. So what does the Mechaber say? He shouldn't use it for new reference. It's all for reference. Now he needs parts for part of the tool. So what kind of a hefzer does he have? There is no element of hardship. Here is 100% lechatchila. So where it's 100% lechatchila, there is no aspect of the evet. What kind of a hardship will he sustain? No hardship, no inconvenience, nothing. Every person has to have, every normal person has to have a fleshige part, has to have a milchige part, has to have a part of a part. All right, there are certain people who can go through life and observe mitzvahs and not have a part of a part. But the average reasonable man has to have a part of a part too. So Mele here, by telling him, don't use this deira that has a nadbanat, a three nadbanats of basal, and has a three nadbanats of cholov. Don't use it for either basal or cholov. What will I do with that part? You use it for part of it. You have to cook many part of the things. So there is no element of the evet involved here. So it's 100% lechatchila. Where there is 100% lechatchila, the shita of the Mechaber is, the shita of the Mechaber is that even three nadbanats are also. If it's 100% lechatchila, dogim shenizbashlu b'deiro shel boso, dogim shenitzlu b'deiro shel boso. So there is an aspect of the evet. He will not enjoy his meal. So in Meile, there is an element of David. So then even two Nadbanats is Muta. But 100% Lechatchile, so even three Nadbanats are also. This is how the Orcha Shulchan explained. Now then, and it appears from the Ramo that he understood the Mechaber the way the Orcha Shulchan understood it. Because the Ramo says, Miu imobar upishu boboso ucholo, Muta, they have a nesin tam ba nesin tam. They have a nesin tam ba nesin tam. All right. So he says, in other words, but the evet is also mutar, because the Mechaber only asks at lechatchila. We see from the lashon of the Ramo. Now, the Ramo says, Dei roshe bishlu bo yirokes, oy mayim, vitoch vu bo kav beyeimei. Dei roshe bishlu bo yirokes, oy mayim, ביתוך הוא בוקב בימי ועגדי רואינו בס יאימו ועגדי רואינו בס יאימו. So אוי להפך. So in other words, suppose you have a fleshy kegdeo, a clean fleshy kegdeo, and you are mevashe, let's say, carrots or water in that fleshy kegdeo. And the gdeira, the fleishik gdeira is an inovasiya imo. It wasn't used for fleishiks for more than 24 hours. Then he throws a milchik spoon, a ben yemei, into the carrots, into the water. Oy lehefer, it can be just the other way around. Oy sheyesh b'machol shishim. So then even if both are basiyim, you see. In other words, if one of the things is not a basiyim, so then we don't need the tafshil and the carrots with the shishim. But if the carrots have shishim or the water have shishim, so then the gdeira can be basiyim. The flesh, the gdeira can be basiyim, and the milk spoon can be basiyim. Hakul shor, now, look at the birago. So we can read in the hakel shor. Os yudai. Hakel shor. Now, what do we have here? We had a fleishike gdeire eino basieimo. A tampog, with a tampog. So you had the tampog of bosom. And we had a milchike spoon, a tam mishum. So hakel shor. The fleishike gdeire is muter. You can continue cooking meat in the flesh kedera, in spite of the fact that it absorbed a nasin tam ba nasin tam of the milchik spoon, and you can continue using the milchik spoon for milchiks in spite of the fact that it absorbed the tam pogum of the day. So he says, so the boy explained like this. Hakel shor. Both kelim can be continued to be used in the traditional way. The kli beyemei, the milchik spoon that was thrust into the fleishik gdeire that had carrots in it. So mikabel tampo. Because what was it mikabel tampo? And then the flesh there can be continued for being used with meat. So it's not a real possible halov, because too it absorbed a tam shubach. But what kind of a tam shubach did it absorb from the milchik spoon? A nadbanat. So it's not also. They say she'en be'yemer mikabel nadbanat. Mikabel nadbanat. So v'neyaglach. So that's me. Still, there is a mineglach. Le'achil hamacho. So it says hakel shore. And also, so either kele can be used, can be continued in being used in its traditional way. The fleishik gdeire can be continued being used as a fleishik gdeire, and the milchik spoon can be continued as a milchik spoon. And then the carrots, let's say, he can eat either with milk or with meat. The carrots he can eat either with milk or with meat. The carrots. Now, what's the carrots? What's with the carrots? What is the status of the carrots? Now, the carrot, on one hand, it absorbed. On one hand, the carrots absorbed a derivative tam pogum of bosom, because the flesh kekele was an ina b'yemi. So the carrots absorbed the tam pogum of bosom. And then it absorbed the tam shubach of milk, because the milk gave it tam in the spoon, and the spoon gave it tam in the carrots. So it's an adbanat of milk. So bishleime. So why do we have to understand? So there's a lot of arithmetic involved here. So bishleime, if he wants to eat it, the carrots with meat. So, bishleime. if he wants to eat the carrots with milk, so that we understand. Because if he eats it with milk, now what is the carrots? The carrots absorbed a tam. The carrots absorbed a tam shubach of milk. A tam shubach of milk. Because the milk gave a tam in the calf, and when the calf was thrust into the carrots, so it transmitted a tam into the carrots. So the carrots possesses a derivative tam shubach of milk. So a derivative tam shubach of milk. So that's why it's mutter to be eaten. So he can pour milk into that carrot, because the carrot has a derivative tam shubach of milk. So what's wrong to eat it with milk? But Mikaledina the Ramo says he can eat it with either meat or milk. So he can mix it with meat too. He can mix the carrot with meat too. The question is, how can he mix the carrots with meat? After all, the carrots possesses a derivative, a tam shubach of milk, because the milk gave it tam in the spoon, and then the spoon gave it tam in the carrot. So it possesses a tam shubach of cholov. Now he mixes it and eats it together with meat. So he eats basar cholov. The answer is not. Because he doesn't have the primary tam. The carrot does not represent the primary tam of cholov. It doesn't represent the primary tam of cholov. It represents the secondary tam of cholov. So mainly it's muta. So bishleime, if the Ramo had paskened like the shite of Tram the Tam and the Ri, the dog in Shin is Bashlo and it's good with the Bosso, Mutaloch and Mikuser, then we can understand. But the Ramo paskens like the Rivon. So dog in Shin is Bashlo with the Roshel Bosso. So he's also Loch and Mikis. But only dog in She all of the Roshel Bosso. Here it was this Bashlo. Because you thrust the milk spoon in the kale that was on fire. So it's this bashlo. It's not an ikishemi, it's not a taro. The answer is, why does the Rivon distinguish between? So that's difficult. Why does he say, so come on, Magdir Basim will have Oshish Machu Shishim, Hakel Shore. What means Hakel Shore? That either kele, the fleishik ekdeira can be used in its traditional way for fleishiks, and the milk spoon can be used in its traditional way for milchiks, and the carrots, the tafshil, or the water can be eaten together with meat or together with milk, arbitrarily, yeah? as it pleases. So the question is, according to the Ramo, had passed like the Mechaber, that dog in Shen is Bashlo b'dei Roshel Boso, Mutalach u'Mikusar, then we can understand. But the Ramo passes like the Rivon. So dog in Shen is Bashlo b'dei Roshel Boso, also Lach u'Mikusar. So how is he allowed to eat the carrots with meat? When he eats with meat, if he mixes that with meat, and then the carrots themselves represent a secondary tam of cholov, and it was Nisbashlo. Not Olu. The answer is, why is there a distinction according to the one between Olu and Nisbashlo? Because by Nisbashlo there is a Gliek Mure, and Olu there is only a Gliek in the Klippi. In the Karish of Boso, in the Fleishik plate. So there is only a Gliek Metis. Here, even though it was the spoon was thrust into a pot that was on fire, but it was thrust there, it didn't remain there all the time, just for a moment. So how much Gliek could take place in that moment when he thrust the spoon into the kale? It remembers. So it's like all. That's the reason as to why he says Akushon. Then still the Ramo says, Vineyagi Lahmiya, Lechil Hamacho, Kiminaklisha will be Aime. Kiminaklisha will be Aime. So So he says, so in other words, so what does it mean? So we should eat it with chalav. Kibina klishi beyeme. In our example, so the milchike spoon was a beyeme, and the fleishike deire was an ene beyeme. So he says, even though we incredibine, it is muter, still there is a miglachna. Now the Ramon doesn't mention stamina hogim of funkai. That the Ramon doesn't have stamina hogim of funkai. So that also has a basis. Why is neigim lachmir? Kimina klishu beyeme? Because the Ramon passes like the Ravon, and according to the Ravon. According to the Ravon. So dogim shen is bashlim with deyoshal bosol. Also lachmir kusach. Only olu. So here we could say, that it's like Mizbashnu, after all, he thrust the milchike spoon into the deire, into the fleishik, into the carrots that was cooked, that's being cooked in the fleishike deire. Anyway, so maybe it's like Mizbashnu, but the answer is no. Because here, even though it was thrust in a deire that was standing on fire, but only for a second, for a moment, so a bria merubah could not take place, a substantial bria could not take place within that second. But one could argue the other way. It doesn't make any difference. As long as it was Bileya in a Klirish, so even though it was only for a split second, so then Nabonat is also. In other words, the Chachomim didn't make any distinction between one type of Dogim Shiniz Bashu Bileya Shalbos and another type of Dogim Shiniz Bashu Bileya Shalbos. We could argue that way. But the Ramo doesn't approve of it. Still, there is a minik, but that minik is based upon that reason. All right. We would make a lach with a lamach, but we may be less a cliche in a yame. We ain't a lachum rebaume. Give me dinner, hackle shop. All right, I think we'll leave it here. Ramo in Hagoye and Sif Gimel and Sifei, I'm sorry, Sifei Simen Tzadik Dalet. Now it was late, so I omitted to mention the change of Girse that the Shach and the Grohl, they both make, but we explained Ramo very well according to the text we have. So he says now the Ramo in Hagoye and Sifei discusses a case where, let's say, he was mivashel, let's say, vegetables, let's say, carrots, in a fleishike gdeiro, that was not a binyayme. And then he throws a milchike spoon that was a binyayme. So he says, so, hakel sho, misaradi, vineyagim lahachmeya, le'echel hamachal, kimin hakli, shehu binyayme. Now, so that's only a chumre. And he says, Vein el chumre baume, ki medina hakel shor. But still he mentions it. So, why is it only a chumre? So he raised the question, according to Psak of the Ramo, that's miyikra din, not just a chumre. In other words, he cooked carrots in a fleishike gdeiro that was not a basyeime. The gdeiro was not a basyeime. And tochav bo kaf chileves ben yeimei. So Mr. Adin, he should have to eat the carrots with milk, not with meat. Why? Because if he's going to mix the carrots with meat and they'll eat it together, now the carrots represent a derivative tam of cholov, because the cholov gave a tam in the spoon and the spoon in the carrots, a derivative tam of cholov. And so he's eating a derivative tam of cholov al the bishul, because the kaf chileves was thrust into the gdeiram fire al the bishul. So together with boso, so the psak of the ramoy is like the rivon that it's also. So why does he say in lachumre be'alme ki medina hakel shore? If he had paskent like the besyosef, fine. But according to ramoy, so medina ini shore. So we explained it, because what is the reason between, according to the Rivon, between Dogim Shemiz Bashlu Bigdeo Shal Boso, so also Lochum Bikuslech, and Dogim Shalu Bigdeo, because Olu Bigdeo, Bigdeo, Bigdeo Shal Boso, so it's a clear matter, it's only to the clicking. It's not a real Bliye. So Mimele, here he only thrust the Kav Chileves for a moment in the pot, so there couldn't be Bliye Gmure, if only for a moment. So Mimele, it's like all. So that is a very good explanation. But the Shach and the Grohl, they say, now you look in the Shach. Look in the Shach. Le'achel ha'machol kimin ha'kli. Kimin ha'kli, that's the text we have. Ve'inin okinu b'chol ha'svar. So the Shach concedes that is the gear saying all the texts. Ve'inin okin. Dim kei mashma d'negim lo'achel kimin ha'kli sheme yeimei. Da'ayne im ha'kli ben yeimei u'cholov. And the gdeire shel boso was an imbeyemei eichu neisim cholov vim boso vim boso mitar adin im kein heich kosav al zed in lchume bamle ho ab poskin svilach nad banatos ab bijo. So he shouldn't be allowed mitar adin according to the psak of the ramo to eat it with boso. That's the cash. Im kein heich kosav al zed in lchume bamle ab poskin svilach nad banatos ab bijo vim arab le kamen simtad keisim beit because of shekhan minek el nire di tzorich leimar be min hakli, be base. Not, so he changes the girsa. In other words, not vineyagim lahachmi lechel hamachal. Kei min hakli, shehu beyeimei, but be min hakli. In other words, Enoch and Amem, Mr. Adin is not allowed to eat the carrots with boso, because then he'll be eating the boso together with carrots, which in effect are a derivative of tam cholov. Al the beish. But so that's mitzad adin. But what is only mitzad chumre? That is b'min akli shu b'yeimei. In other words, he can eat a carrot, he need a kele. He need milch ke kele if he wants, and he can eat it, he can put it in the milch ke plate, and he can put it in the fleish ke plate. So that is alright, mitzad adin. Why? Because the Ramo, even though he passes that dogim shenizbashlo b'deo shel boso, also lachum b'kuseh. So he says, V'davke lechel im cholov, that's in the agoye, and simen tzad the case in base. V'davke lechel im cholov aposar atzmei, avo litnom bichli shalehem, muta lechatchil. So in other words, there are more paskins like the Rivon, that dogim shem izbashlo b'gdeo shal boso, you can't eat it with milk, but you can eat it in a milchike plate. That you can do. That you can do. In a milchike plate, you can do. So memele, so here he says, v'neyagim lahachmi lechel amachal, bein minakli shu b'yeme. Where the gdeira's boso was an eile b'yeme, and the kapchileves was a b'yeme. So then, even though Mitzradim, he can eat it, either in a milchike kele, the carrots, he can put the carrots, either in a milchike plate, or in a fleishike plate. But, mitzat chumre, neyagim lahach milech lamachel, b'min haklish meyeme, he should put it in a milchike plate, not in a fleishike plate. Why? Because the carrots themselves represent the derivative time of cholov, and he puts it in a fleishike plate, so it's hot, so mimele, it will be peilet ki de klipe, it will be peilet ki de klipe, so mimele, even though it's adin, it's muter, not banat, and it's not a bliya merube, but a chumre there is. A chumre there is. Okay, so this is the change that the Shach makes. And the Gro, interesting, he says, os yutches, bein minakli, not kei minakli, but bein minakli, kei tzorch leima, Shach. I'm Ashikos. But the Ramo can very well be explained with the gears that we have. And the reason is why it's only a chumre, because since it was for a moment only in the Gdeire, so Mimele, there couldn't be a Bliya Merube. So it's like Olu Bikar Bikaro Shel Boso. Not like Nizbashlo Bikaro Shel Boso. Alright. Now, Sivov. Psolim or Yorokes. Shebluim mi boso ubishlom bigdeiro chileves im yodua tamo boso bolua bipzolim uvirokeis ein tzorich samech elo kineged aboso elo kineged aboso. So in other words, because so if psolim uvirokeis are bolua mi boso ubishlom bigdeiro chileves, so we don't say chtichen ases nevela. And we should require shishim neged the whole botzim, because that's a terrible. So even according, first of all, the mechaber himself passes like a nefrayim, but even according to the shame that we do say chtichen ases neveila gavishar yisurim, but here it's a terrible. So what is it? I mean, the botzim was beleya, the onion was beleya, boso. So meila, we don't say that the whole thing becomes an entity of boso. Comes an entity of us. Oh, now the question is, here, if the Mechaber had passed not like Rabbi Ephraim, then we could understand this Chiddush. So if, let's say, the Mechaber had passed like the Ran, the Daloch of Tichanasis Nevele applies to all Yisurim, so that would mean that if, let's say, Yechtiche of Ten Gzeisi absorbed one kazayis of chilek, so we need shishim neged 11 zaysim, not neged only the one kazayis. So then we can understand the chiddush, but that's only if he's surabala. Masha'in kiniya, if he bought zayim that has a value of 10 zaysim, absorbed one kazayis of boso, so it's a terrible. So we don't need shishim neged 11 zaysim, we need shishim neged one kazayis. But the mechaber passes like Avin Ephraim. So even when it's Yisurabola, we don't see Tichanas Nevele. So what kind of a chiddush does he tell us? So that was bothered. That bothered all the posse. Now look in the Shach, in Sif Chav Gimel. Shedlui mi boso. Nira li, del yotze lafu kishol Yisurim. Do asfira meid lamrin on Tichanas Nevele bishol Yisurim. Elo ose lafu kepcolim sho yebluim kulam mecholov, shebola hakeim boso. Del yisage bisamech neged aboso. But we need samech neged the boso and the cholov. But since we don't know how much cholov is contained in the botzeil, so mele we require shishim neged the whole thing. Now, will the don the time of cholov isurim? Chter as reilim ken davke bluim boso dinoche. Oh, all right, fine. Now, so the Ramo explains it. The lishayech leimach tichanasis nevele hoil vadayin kolehetah. wie loch ein zorg li shaye rak neget ma she bola wie kolsten big de ro shel cholo so der amo explains that even because even though der amo passes like the ran that tirnas vele does apply to shoy sugen so it's only when is sugen bola but here he bought it was belia boso so a tele bola so some maybe we don't see tirnas vele don't require shishi mega the whole bottle wie kolsten big de ro shel cholo שנופל במים תיך מייסלייס, והקים בישל בבוסו, ואמרים לצורך לשער נגד כל המים, רק נגד החולוף שבו להגדל. Alright, now, we are not going over all the tatas in the shach, because we have to cover some ground, but I discuss every important shach and tas. Every important shach that I discuss. Now, but I want, Sifchov Beis, I want to go over inside, because we went over it when we learned Tarube Simen Kuf Gimel. So then in conjunction with the Shach in Simen Kuf Gimel, where the Shach is Chilik HaLibes Yosef, so he went over inside at that time, Sifchov Beis. So let's go over it briefly. I mean Sifchov Beis. Now here is the two pshotim of the Bes Yosef, the Bes Yosef pshat and the Shach's pshat, in the machlekes between the Balatrumo and the Smak. Alright. Ptolemy Rocky, Zeli Shinato, Kosav Sifchov Beis, Kosav Sifra Truma, Avogad Vishor Yisurim Deir Shal Yisya, ששואה עשו מישלעיז, נו איסא, אם הוא חבו בוחמים בשיח מישלעיז, חשיבי כבן ימי, שהייתם הוא איסא שבגדי רופולת לסך המים, ולא יהיו בסמך לבטלי, ויקולי משארינון, ונאסס בסיימו, וצריך עם מישלעיז, לאח אחים המים, אבל בוסו בכל אובי נקי, שאם בישלו לו בוסו עובדיך מישלעיז, הוא חבו מים, וחששוע עשו מישלעיז, ובישלו הבוסו, בישלו לכל אוב מותה, אבל פי ששיח מישלעיז, נחים המים. עד כאן לשם. וכוס הביסמאג, הטעם דמיול העיז, מנועיז, יחשיב במים שבגדי רעץ מישא, ונאסן ואל. מה שאין כי בסוף חולות עדיין כולה הייתה, ואם כן הווה ניסן טעם וניסן טעם, וכן כוס הביס יוסף, בסוף סימן קוף גימור, להפוסקן, להבריא נחתיך נסן ואלה, רק בסוף בחולוף, לא משכח אס להידין את בישור איסור. אבל ודה הטור שכוס ה... So the ביס יוסף explains the סיפה, תרום is דין on the basis of the premise of תיך נסן ואלה. Of תיך נסן ואלה. So if let's say, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the morning, so Nivele was cooked, and then at 12 noon on Wednesday, so Malim was boiled, and then at 7 a.m. Thursday, so Edvar Heter, Itafshus, so Heter was cooked, so then it's also because 7 a.m. Thursday is more than 24 hours as of 6 a.m. Wednesday, but it's less than 24 hours as of 12 noon Wednesday. So the Bishyos explained on the basis of Tichnas Nevele. So Memele, the Mayim itself is Echticha de Nevele. Is Echticha de Nevele. Echticha de Nevele. Alright. Mashein Kein if, let's say, at 6 a.m. Wednesday, so Bosa was cooked. And then at 12 noon Wednesday, Mayim was boiled. And at 7 a.m. Thursday, Cholov was boiled, so then it is muta. The cholov is muta. Because it's not shaykh to seich tichnas nevel. But the shach is chelik. Alright. Yechei, kosa bes yosef, bisof simen kufgim, laapos lamrit and nevel, like bosu cholov, mishkal adine bishor yisur. Avo vada atu, she kosa vlodis, va atrum abistam, yechei likam simen kufgim, kosa abistam la adine, vada li svir loche, do yi posa kname, bisimen tzarek veiz, lamrit and nevel, bishor yisur, ele nira li svir loin tamacha li shaykh klal, nad banad, bidobar yisach, mishi kosa varan, פרק כל הבוסר לשור אינת בנת, אלו בשל הטר בוסר בכל אופן, תכנית המשין עדיין הטרו, כי מדיק לשקול החי וחושב לעשר, אבל מיד איסור כל איך אני כתאי מכלל, איסר עציף כל היום. So not banat the isure, even the thousandth derivative of nisin tam, ba nisin tam, ba nisin tam, the thousandth derivative of isa is awesome. Is awesome. In other words, let's say somebody will cook nevela in a pot, and then half an hour later he'll take it the clean part, he'll clean it out and he'll cook, let's say, mayo. Then half an hour later it'll take a clean part again, he'll cook applesauce. Then again, then all kinds of things. 100 different items we remove by half an hour. So the last item that will be cooked within 24 hours will still be awesome. Within 24 hours as of the previous item, the cooking of the previous item will still be also, because Nesin Tamba, Nesin Tamba Yisrael is always also without a limit, even the thousandth derivative. ואיד מוכח שם בהדי, וכל ספקין אף מנדום עליה אמרים לך תכנס לישור יסורי. ואי מסים צדיקי, ספקות נאי, וכי מה שלהי בישך, ובכי מה שלהי בישך ידורי, סיף סימן פהי, אין שום תהי פרק בליז אבלי זורי. ואין לי כל ספקות בסיף אבלי זורי שום, ונזבש מוצרוך מסלעיס ומשלחי, ובסיף המדני מלך שום, כל ספק דמחך משמע, וסביר לראש, נאו דראש זה, אין אבלי זורי, עם נזבש מוצרוך מסלעיס ומשלחי. So the Madan Melech says, it's a riot that the Rosh agrees that it's a ram. That makes the Avil Chol Yisurim. So that was the Madan Melech accepts the Bes Yosef's Pshat. V'ishtamti la'atu Bes Yosef Divo Rosh Lishon. V'les naga, but this is what Madan Melech says. V'les naga ba naga di Afrikan, the Madan Melech says, at kam. So now the Shach says, v'l'yamaditi al Seidai, the Adom Abot and Barashti. So in other words, that the Rosh does not have to say that we see Chdichnas Nevil Gabi Shor Yisurim, but the reason is why the Rosh asks it, as long as it was, there was 24 hours as of the cooking of the water, is because Nisim Tamba Nisim Tambi Yisurim. V'chin Arash V'lishuvim, Simen Tov Kuf Tezayim, Nami Kosef Kara, U'svir Ali Arash V'lamrich Tavir Shor Yisurim, V'chin Kosef, בשיוסי בשימס הניקי, דידעס, כל הפוסקים שובי בזה, דידבר ריסה וישי יכניס איתם על יסמתם, וחוסי בתירס חטוס, יהיו פושט, ואני מתאים משיקוס ורם וסייה ידי, דחים תפונס על אילום, לאילום הוא בייסור אימית, ואין כבדי רזו שהוא חמם בו, מה אם תכף שלאיס, חשיבי בעשייה מודו בדבר ריסה וישי יכנת בנת, מה שאין כיבוס בחלום, וזה נלבו. So that's one מחלק is between the בשיוסף and the שח. And then we discussed it at great length, in סימן קוב גימו. There is another מחלק is between the בשיוסף and in the Shach. So that is really has to do with Bosa B'cholom, but at that time we discussed it in Tavumis. In other words, the Bes Yosef says, the Bes Yosef assumes that according to Rabbi Ephraim, that Chdichnas Nevela applies only to Bosa B'cholom. It doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. So if let's say somebody will be Mivasheir in a pot, a kazayis of bosor and cholov. Mamesh kazayis of bosor and cholov. Mamesh kazayis of bosor and cholov. In a pot. Then, he'll clean out the pot, and within 24 hours, he'll be mevashel applesauce in that pot. And he'll be mevashel, let's say, so the bli of bosor and cholov is a kazayis. The bli of bosor and cholov is a kazayis. And the applesauce that he put in there has a volume of 10 tzitzit. So now the question is, so the Bes Yosef assumes that all the 11 Gzeisim will be considered Tichticha di Yisure even according to Rabbi Ephraim. So the B'chach is Chilek. Because according to Rabbi Ephraim, that by Nevele, by Chilek, we don't see Tichanas Nevele. Only by Bosa B'cholov, so it's only Shayech when a Kazayis of Bosa combines, let's say, with 10 Gzeisim of Cholov. So the cholov is eta, the bosor is eta, so the combination becomes echticha b'yisurim. Mashenki, if a kazayis of bosor bei cholov combines with 10 zeisim of applesauce, so it's like a kazayis of nevele kozayim combining with 10 zeisim of applesauce. What's the difference? Oh, so that's the machlekes. Then it's just imagine. Oy, because habis yosef, bis of simen kovgimu, vizal ishenei, umi yoicha, shoy polu am bosor bei cholov. שנזבש לו ביחד ובזה החזה ירדו כול העומק שיוכם מים מסיך מסלעיס חושב כי לחוזר ונזבש לו בו יצע ומני מסלעיס משור שיוכם בבא מים דו בסו בכל אוף כול העומק מידה שתכנס נבאלה עד כאן לשני ולך לשיטו עושה ולוי מירה אף לשיטו עושה דו תאי בדה פוסקים דאמרינו דה פוסקים דאמרינו בסו בכל אוף נעשה ללמשים בבא בסו בכל אוף כוחל בפן נפשי שור וכיסנאי בעל הדו דו עושה היו ככה בוסר עצמי נעשה יצע מה שאין כי משור יסוי כמו שכוסה הפוסקים ומסים סים סים צדיק ואי סיכות מיות אם כן הורה שכבר נסר אבו לא אבידי לו והוא שייך תכנס לבילה וזה בואו בעיניי שוב מצוא של הבח מסים צדיק ואוף שקיבים דם כלי ספור הסם בסיוסף ואולי סביר לי תכיב דיבו מפוסה בכל אוב די דינו לי כי מקור why because the ram says that as will applies in shoy so why not with the rice so we should say them she was a khol so rabbi nefraim to see us fault that rabbi nefraim doesn't told that we have to apply that zere to shoy so but to boss of khol we tell we certainly have to make that zere for the same reason that the ram applies to us in the vela to all is in the vela khile dam everything so the rabbi nefraim to see us fault rabbi nefraim doesn't apply to shoy so but the Bosa B'cholov itself with the Rabbanon in the place. This is what the Shach means. ואולי סביר לי, דחיל דיבום בזה בכל עוד אני לא יודעת מקורי, שום מצוס בהגוי ישמר, שאו בסימן זה לקבוע, ומתגיד שבסימן, סימן זה, ספחי סברי כמו שפספתי, ומקום בקום לידון וקיים לך להסביר לכל איסורים, אין אף כוסן כאן בכל זאת. Alright, now, we have to see זה. בוסו ריסייח שחותרי ביסקן חלבס, אחתיך האסור, אחתיך האסור, כל אחתיך האסור, ימי בושישים כנגד מקים עסקים, שחות לך בוסר, אבל מיני בימי, או אם אני יודע שבימי נעיסה כדי כלי. So the two mentioned, cited the רבינו פרץ, that רבינו פרץ mentioned, a שיטה סייסס, a שיטה of יש מפורשים, that it only asks כדי כלי. The same way is בייס השחיטה, so it only comes as a כדי כלי. So the רבינו פרץ rejected, he says, by בייס השחיטה, so only the Bisa Shchiti is Reseyach, and even in Bisa Shchiti itself, only the Klippe of the Bisa Shchiti is Reseyach. Not more, Mashenkin, here it's Mamesh Ham, so it's also Bechol. So the Mechaber Paskins, like Rabbi Peretz, not like the Yesh Miforshim that Rabbi Peretz mentions. But he also says, im kol achticho asuro, im ein bashishim kineged mekim asakin shechot chabosom. Now that is told in the two days, that the Mechaba mentioned in Sif Aleph here, Hatechev Kachlev in Deo Shal Boso, or Yifre, Bisharim Bechol Ma Shem Yichtav Mimenu Bigdeiro, Viyesh Bishayna Shem Akav Shom Matras, Bisharim Bikulei, Shem Cham Mikto Sey, Cham Kulei. So Mimele here, he passes like the first Loshi, Kineged Mekei Masaki, not Neged Hol Tzaki, but only that Mekei Masaki that was engaged in the Chtich. All right. Now we have to understand the shita of the Yesh Miforshim that the Rabbi Peretz mentions. Now Rabbi Peretz mentions the Yesh Miforshim that it only asks for the klipe. Now the question arises, why only ask for the klipe? It's Cham. So it certainly should ask the whole thing. Oh, can it deal that we could understand? Because the Shach has the kasha we went over inside yesterday in the Shach. Why does Rabbi Peretz say it asks Bikulei? Why does it ask Bikulei? But without Reite, it doesn't ask Bikulei. So there are several Lishenis in the Shach. One Loshen is because Shane Hoche Agav Duchke Nisakim. So in other words, so even though without Reite, it cannot ask more than Kedim Itile, but if it is Cham, Chem Kli Rishen, coupled with Duchke Nisakine, so then, even not in Dovah Shomei, so it asks Bikulei. Or another lotion that we are dealing here with the Rishomei. The Rishomei, the boss of Rishomei. And by Shomei, so even without Reitev, so it's Mfapeh Bikulei. All right. So, but Kideklipe, it certainly couldn't be Osa. Kideklipe, it certainly couldn't be Osa. Because Cholapoches Kideklipe, so the Shite of the Yesh Mifoshim, that the Rabbi Peretz mentions is a difficult cheat, it has to be explained. They say that even if he was chetich, bisakin chleves, but so we say, he told us in the clip. So let's say that this Yesh Miforshim rejects this chidesh, that Riseyach coupled with Duchke Nisakine is Mavliya Bechule even without him. So you should say Kirin Itile, but he says Kirin Itile. So why Kirin Itile? So that's very difficult. So the Taz, so we have to understand the sheet of the Yesh Miforshim. Now the Taz, we are not in a position to go over every word of the Taz and the Shach here, but the important things we have. Now let's... Now let's turn to the Taz. Alright, so let's go over the Agoye and then turn to the Taz, see if you doubt it. Now, what does the Agoye say here? The Agoye is Ramon. V'chol ze v'boso v'seya v'chle rishi. V'yoz ha-sakim b'yemi. V'yoz im ha-sakim b'yemi. V'in sama v'boso negid ha-sakim ha-kloseh. V'av ha-sakim tzorech ha-goleh. Like Rabbi Perashite. Avu imu klisheni. Ha-boso tzorech klipe. V'ha-sakim li'itze b'karka. V'chein ne'yagin. So this b'karka is to knock off the b'yen. Let me get it. Alright. V'chein ne'yagin. ואפילו אין עסק מיימי, יש לי כליף הבוס המיד, משום שמנו נססק. So let's see what... Let's see Taz Sif Yudalet. The Taz Sif Yudalet. V'chol ze b'bosar yisayah b'chol rishon. So here, the Taz mentions the sheet of the Mashal. And that sheet of the Mashal we learned already in the Taz and the Shach in Tarubis. What's the Mashal's chidesh? That only by Dova Lach, so Klisheni is not Mivashel and not Mavliya. But by Dova Gush, so Klisheni is Mivashel, is Mavliya. Alright. Sif Yudalet, in the Taz. V'chol ze b'osar yisayah b'tiras chadus kosev gam kinochet. Utmiani, Sharav Ramoro Glov Lisaleta Bholam Kemis, we can't leave it with Dwarf, Moshikos of Halam Wolf, Bozella Esia, Imhos Tarbos, or Isia Shatzaletis Bay, Shenechta Bissakins of Holov, should be Yame, Mitashmis of Teah, Gavdukin, Sakina Bol Bikule, which all Samach Negat Kalab, will double Klishani, the Boyovish, like it funny, some carries, Umivashe, Mew Colds, Manshik, Colds, Shayatzaletis Bay, we mean Samachabos Rosaf Banoye, Uf Klishani, Kodifna Klishim, Tanis is called Shaw, we have a Gavdain Khan. If not clear vision, she marks that means my own call me for me ball. At can we shame? So, in other words, the Isaveta Shite is that even if the Chti has posa, who was in the cliche and he played, not in the clear vision. So, on account of Turke de Sakine, even though it's the cliche, and it's a double gush, and it's a double gush, so it has us be cool. So, it has us be cool. Now, there is one distinction between the Shita of the Mashal and the Shita of the Yisaveheta. Because according to the Mashal, so Dova Gush is Mavliya and is Mavlit in the Klisheni, even without the element of Tuch Kedisakim. Without Tuch Kedisakim. According to the Mashal, so Klisheni is Mevashel without Tuch Kedisakim. Is Mavliya, Mavlit, Mevashel without Tuch Kedisakim. But from the Isaveheta, it's Mashma only because of Tuchel Sakine. But without Tuchel Sakine, so even the Dova Gush is not Mavliya. So there's a big difference between the Mashal Shite and the Isaveheta. According to Mashal, so Dova Gush is Mavliya and Mavlit, even without the element of Tuchel Sakine. According to Isaveheta, only when it's coupled with the element of Tuchel Sakine. This is what he says. So the Rataz asks, how is it that Ramot doesn't even mention here the Shita of Isaveta? It's contrary to his general practice. The general practice of Ramot is to cite a Shita of Isaveta, whether he passes or he doesn't pass, but L'chol HaPoches, he mentions it. And here the Shita of Isaveta is that Dova Gush in the Klisheni is Mavli and Mavlit. If it's coupled to Tuchel Sakine, and he doesn't even mention it. And here he says, Vavasakin Tzor Chagoy. Aval in Klisheni. So he says, oh, the whole thing was a seer of the vision, was in a sack in the Yemen, in some of the person like a sack of course, but a sack in the Hagore, I will with the Shani, Habos or Tzor, we pay a sack in the Tzibekar. Now, so we have to understand what is the Ramoshite. Now, the Ramo is Chilik on the Shit of the Mashal. And he holds there is no distinction between the Bakush and the Balach. So the Melech Lishani is not Mavli at all, not even Kinikli. Unless we say like the Rashba Shite, so the Mechaba Paskas Lechatzile, we should be Chishish for the Rashba Shite, that Klisheni is Mavliya and is Mavlit, Kedeklipe, Inoli, in Lach and Gush, so that's something else. But that we are only, so the Mechaba Nesime Kufei is only Chishish Lechatzile for that Shite of the Rashba. But they have it not. So the Ramo Shite is that there is no difference between Gush and Lach. So in other words, so according to Psak of the Ramo, Baby Dova Lach, Baby Dova Gush, Klisheni is not Mavli at all, not even Kedi Klipe. Now the question is, why does he say here, Avolimu Klisheni, Habosotzor Klipe? Why Klipe? It's Klisheni. The Ramoshite is that there is no distinction between Dova Gush and Dova Lach. The answer is, the Ramo also holds that Klisheni, in the Dova Gush, when it's coupled with the element of Tuch Kedi Sakine, is Mavli at Kedi Klipe. So when it's uncoupled with the element of Tuch Kedi Sakine, then it's not Mavli at all, like Lach, like Dova Lach. But a Dova Gush coupled with the element of Tuch Kedi Sakine is Mavli at Niklipe. So Meile, if he was Chitich, the Posa Viseach Niklisheini, Bisaki, so there's Tuch Kedi Sakine, and it's Viseach, it's Yatzeladez, and it's a Dova Gush, so then it has a Niklipe. So that way, so we see we have three Shittes. We have the Shitte of the Marshal, the Klisheini, Dova Gush is Mavli at Bikule. With Tuch Kedi Sakine or without Tuch Kedi Sakine. Then we have the Shita of Isaveta, that Klisheini, Dova Gush, is Mavliya B'chulei only if it's coupled with we durch the sakine and then we have the shit of the amor that there is no distinction between the bagush and the balach. So cliche in the bagush like the balach is not magli at all, not even giving clip. But if it's coupled to durch the sakine, then cliche in the bagush is magli at the clip. Now, all right. Now let's proceed with the task. Atkan l'shem. Now the third big line is if you dalet metas. Hari lefaneinu, digam imuna chaboso. Horisei achala tela, tela is a plate. Mach mir beileesi agam haboso. Vayne kol zman shoritei acharbe. Ach ha shabom na klirish. Vikachim divim mashal per gira noshi. Sime men dalet, zel isheni. Lishayach klisheni elo bimayu. Vireite vichol dobra atzolu shinsare viyad. ונזכר במהיר, אבל לא יביך תחת בוסה ודוג, וכל דבר שהוא גוש, וכל זמן שהצלדת בימית במחיר ממוסי, ומבלי השאפיר, ומשמוכן נראה דידיכם והירס, גם כנחה שניסערו, מגדיר לשיחה קורא, כל זמן שהצלדת בימית כלכלישן, ונאבקים מנהלים בוסה וחולו, שמעקב מימי בוסה ועדיכם, בלו עמי חולו, ויפרה נסר המחום של בוסה וחולו, יבנו יציג לשני. וגם נסר הקו, ויהי סירה כדירה אחרס, עם תוך ולסייכי. הנה מי מהקו של איסה, נסר הדרך ולסייסה, שכלי איסה לברכה, אפילו בלי ראיתי. אבל מי סתיו של איסה, כבר בלי עלי נסר הקו ולראיתי. מה שמחל נסר מחמס עצמי, בכל שהמחל הוא של חולו ושל בוסו, שנקף נסק המילי ויהי מלסר, אך הכדירה אחר לגור מדוש נסר בבלי איסה, שני איסה בכל, בבלי ראי בלי ראיתי. כל שמלכלי יתר, עד כאן לשני. So that's the sheet of the Marshal. Briefly, the sheet of the Marshal is that Dovagush, even the cliche is Mavli and Mavlit, and can accomplish both things together, Mavloy and Avlote, Bikule, and even without Dovagush. That's the sheet of the Marshal. Uvidal Kimesh is in Kofay, maybe the Marshal Eilo Chilikolo. Because of Shinirli Naim, Sheretiv, Risachas, Mechazakes, Isachay, Miboso, Vidovorov. So he is chilek, and he says there is no difference. And on the contrary, if you have hatsuk, so that it retains the heat, even more, teni dovo gush. Alright. Vilin yere shein raye mise. The kangora tvei, shein shdich teni sakine, vidam yelitzonum, the risim inside the gvob, the asrim is in town. So the tas does not agree with the mashal shidin. Because according to Mashal, so by the Bagush is Mavli and Mavli, and even both together, Bikulei and Eklisheini, even without the Kinesakine. So, but the Tas, it seems to be like this over here, that without the Kinesakine, so the Bagush is not distinguishable from the Reiten. But with the Kinesakine, so then the combination of the Kinesakine and Chaim. Klisheini of the Bagush, so that is Mavli and Mavli. So it's not that the Bagush is distinguished from the Balach per se, but it's the significance, the force lies in the Duch Kedis Akine. But you can't use a knife on a liquid. How can you? But suppose you could use a knife in Duch Kedis Akine on a liquid, then the Taz would say the same thing, but a liquid you can't cut. And he can only cut the salad. So in other words, the Tashite is like this letter. So the Mele says, "Lini Rashi Raya Mizeh, the Kan Gora Tvei, she is doing this Akine with Am Litzon, and he seems like Vovda, and he seems like V'chein Nielan is Daiti, Lichio." So now the Taz, he is disposed towards the Shit of this Avete. And what's the Shit of this Avete? That the Vagush by itself, not coupled to his Tuchiris Akine, is not to be distinguishable, is not to be distinguished from the Balach. But the Bagush coupled to Tuchiris Akine, that is Mavliya and Mavlit Ligamre, even in Iklei Sheni. And now the Taz is mentioning Raya from the Shita of the Yesh Miforshin, that the Rabbeinu Peretz in the Tour mentions. V'chei nira l'nizdait l'chiyam loshin Rabbeinu Peretz v'tour b'nin zeh. שכוסף יש ריש מהת בוסר יסייח שחותכי פיסן קלמס על די קליפ כי דאמרינו גם בפשחית וימי רבי בכלי רישן מי הוא זה אשר יצא להוקל בכלי רישן מרדי קליפ די בכלי רישן סעתי בקליפ איך תמצא באילום לסר כולי מייסן טעם אלו פה שבכלי שני מהירה אפילו אחרי מאחר בלעצר סמך כמו שיצא לבס בי ולאף לך תחסו So he raises the question against the Yesh Mefoshim. What's the Yesh Mefoshim? That the Rabbi Peretz mentions that if he was chaytich with the sakin, was a riseach, so it only has to be clipped. So Rabbi Peretz rejects it because if it's a riseach, so it has to be asked by kulei. So the question is, what's the shita of the Yesh Mefoshim? doesn't the Yesh Mefarshim concede that Kli Rishon Asel B'Kulei? And we cannot say because there is no Reiter, so let him say Kedem Nitile. But that Yesh Mefarshim doesn't even say Kedem Nitile, it says Kedem Klipe. So Kedem Klipe requires an explanation. So he says the Yesh Mefarshim has reference to a cliche. To Yiposov Yiseach, that is Nikleshevi, is already in the plate. And he cut it with a knife, with a milchik knife. A milchik knife. So over there it only asks Kiriklipe. Over there it only asks. It only asks Kiriklipe. So this is what he says. Vi Maira Biklevishin, Muse Asher Itzaloki Biklevishin, Biklevishin, Vi Biklevishin Saga Biklipe, Tim Sabelum, Lesa Kumin is in Tam. אלא פושט בקלישני מיירה, ואפילו אורך המח מבילה צריך סמך, כיפים שיצו לדס בי, ואם לאו כלך תיכה אסורו. אומר, חומי זל כזה בסימן קופי, ובכל אותה בוסר יסיע בסיין חלב, בקלישני, ויצו לדס בי, תעשה כנסה, דה בוסר מאפלי בי, אבל אין הבוסר נסה, שהקיע בכם בקלישני, להפלי את הבולוע בסעקים, ולהבליע בבוסר. ופי אני רואה נזדהיתי, יש להח מי הבימוקים שיש דרך כדי סכין אבל ואין דרך כדי סכין תהי מתוך התש עזר השאל אבל יש לו אותו כדי עשרה מור so what's the psak of the Taz that if the Dovagush in the Klesheni is coupled with the Sakine then it has to be cool who she did is it like this Aveta but if there is no Tukhe Sakine he doesn't ask her at all like the Ramo but what's the Ramo Shite what's the Ramo Shite Ramoshite is that if it's a double gush and there is there, there is a kune, so in Klisheni, that's a little. Now it's interesting that the Taz, now the Taz applies the sheet of the Yesh Mefarshim to Klisheni, to Klisheni. So then the sheet of the Yesh Mefarshim is Mamesh, the sheet of the Ramo, because the Ramo passes like that. The whole Zel, we both of Isaiah, because we should go to Masakin, when Yehime, when Samuel, we both of the Sakin, Hakalosa. והבסקין צורך הגולה. אבל אם בקלישני, הבוסו צורך קליפה, והסקין ייצא בקרקע. So in other words, according to the Taz explanation of the Yesh Mefarshim, Rabbi Neperetz, there are more Paschals like the Yesh Mefarshim, not like Rabbi Neperetz. I mean, everybody would say, if he takes notice, if he takes superficial notice of the Loshon of the Torah. Now let's see what the Torah says. נעשים את צדיק דלת, דף קוף נון, עומד דלת. So he says, because of הרב רפרץ, the sixth line from the top, because of הרב רפרץ, יש חייצים להתר בוס וריסייח שחות חי מסגני חלבס על די קליפה. וכדם רינון גבי ביסה שחית הריסייח ויסגי בקליפה. ויסגי בקליפה. So he says, ולידום אלו עושה. די הוסו מן כל הבאים וריסחס וכי ביסה שחית לבד. אבל חתיך שכולו ריסחס. כי שחית רניסו בסקי חלבס, מספשי בחולו וכולה אסורו עם בשישי נקולה סקי. ודווקא כשהסקי מיימו, אבל מיינו ביימו, אני יודע מי ביימו עם לאו, וסתמיינו ביימו, וסתמכי לאינו ביימו, אבל קליפה בוי. Now, if we didn't look at the, if we didn't go over the Taz in Sifin Aleph, what would we say? That the Yesh Mefarshim of Rabbi Peretz have reference to a Kli Rishon, and still, even in connection with a Kli Rishon, Even in connection with a Kli Rishon, so Rabbi Peretz, the Yesh Mefarshim hold that it only asks Kli Klipe. And not even Kli Nitile. And then the Rabbi Peretz is chalik, that in the case of a Kli Rishon, so then it asks Bikule. It asks Bikule. And then the Hasid Bikulei, but if it's not the Beyemei, then it asks Kli Klipe. Then it asks Kli Klipe. And then the Mechaba Paskins like the Rabbi Peretz and the Tur, not like the Yesh Mefarshim Rabbi Peretz, and the Ramo too, Paskins like Rabbi Peretz, and not like the Yesh Mefarshim Rabbi Peretz. This would be our evaluation of the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo without the Taz, but now that we take notice of the Taz explanation of the Yesh Mefarshim Rabbi Peretz, so according to the Taz, the Yesh Mefarshim Rabbi Peretz have reference to a cliche. So that means that the Yesh Mefarshim Rabbi Peretz agree that in case of Ikli Rishon, so then it asks the Kulei. But only in case of Ikli Sheni, so it only asks the Klipe. So since Rabbi Peres is Chelik, so that means Rabbi Peres holds that even Ikli Sheni, it asks the Kulei. So then, what is the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo? Not like Rabbi Peres in the Tour, but like, not like Rabbi Nu. I mean, not like Rabbi Peretz, because after all, the Tour only cites the Lashon of Rabbi Peretz here. Not like Rabbi Peretz, but like the Yeish Mifosh. It's very strange, because everyone is disposed to assume that the Mechaber and the Ramor, they passed like the Rabbi Peretz, not like the Yeish Mifosh of Rabbi Peretz. But if we accept the Pshat of the Taz, that the Yeish Mifosh of Rabbi Peretz have reference to Klishen. So only in respect to Klisheini, the Yesh Mifoshim say that it only asks the Klipe. So that means Rabbi Peretz himself holds that even the Klisheini, it asks the Kulei. But the Ramo, the Mechaber and the Ramo, they passkin that it asks the Kulei only in the Klerish, and in the Klisheini, in the Klipe. So that means that the Ramo passkins not like Rabbi Peretz, but like the Yesh Mifoshim that Rabbi Peretz mentioned. That's very strange, but that's how it felt. Alright. Anyway, so we see, now this is the important thing. Ligabei Dovagush. So we have three shittes. We have the shitte of the Marshal. The Dovagush Lisheni is Mavliya and Mavlit, and both together Bikurim. Even without Dovagush. Then the sheet of the Isaveta, that without Dukhiri Sakine, the Vagush and the Valach is the same thing. But when it's coupled with Dukhiri Sakine, so the Vagush is Bavliya and Maflit, Bikula. Then we have the sheet of the Ramor, that without Dukhiri Sakine, Klisheni is not Bavli at all, not even Kiliklipe. But with Dukhiri Sakine, so then it's Bavliya and Maflit Kiliklipe. So we have three sheets. Alright. Now, we have to understand another thing. Why does the Tour say, I mean, the Rabbi Peretz and the Mechaber Paskin said, Avol imeini b'yeimei, o imeini yedei ashur b'yeimei, inei yisir elo kidei klipe. Inei yisir elo kidei klipe. So the question is, if it's not b'yeimei, so it's next in Tamil of Gam, why should it ask kidei klipe? It shouldn't even ask kidei klipe. So the Shach explains it, because Stam Sakin has Ishamnunis Koru Shalponov. Stam Sakin has Ishamnunis Koru Shalponov. Stam Sakin has Ishamnunis Koru Shalponov. So Mimele, so the halachi is when it's Idova Muet, so it seems not. So Stam Sakin has Ishamnunis Koru Shalponov, so Mimele, even though it's not in the Yeme, so there is no, so it cannot be also a machmas habliya shebizich, because that's this time with gam. But the grease that adheres to the surface of a sakin, so even after 24 hours, it's not in this time with gam. According to Rashi Shite, I mean, and we have 2 days in Tarubes on that. In Simen Kuf Gimel. Sifei, vihu shetiyeh medachash al yeshu men al paneo, shim lo yidicho eiso, shim lo yidicho eiseya, v'arei kichti chasisa sholem yivgimo, v'yesh matirin afilu bishl bo kelim she yidicho, there's a ranchito. So that mechaber is not in accordance, even though in Simen Kuf Gimel he mentions both shites, but this mechaber is in accordance with the first lashon in Simen Kuf Gimel. That shamnunes, that adheres to the surface, so even after 24 hours, so is this tam nishvach? That's why it has us kedei klipe. That's why it has us kedei klipe. Now, the question is, monefshach, if it is not machmas belua, but it is machmas hasham nunes, that it is to the surface of the sakin, so why does it only, and it's hot. What's on the seyach? It's a clarish. The Mechaber has reference to clarish. So then, why only does it ask the klipe, it should ask the nitile? Without reitev, so it should ask the nitile. So they say that even by tzli, even by sleep.